Ready?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice. Welcome, everyone. We will call our LOA Village Board meeting for Tuesday, June 20th, 2023, to order. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Green is excused. Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
We will make a few changes to the agenda this evening. We are going to take... What are we taking? So 6B. We are going to move number 15 up to 6B. Right, Trevor?
Right.
And then we are going to move number 8 down to 14B. Do I have any other modifications to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll accept the motion.
Move to approve the agenda as modified.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? We have a motion to adopt the modified agenda and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Do we have someone joining us remotely?
We do.
Currently?
Currently. Yes.
Okay. Okie doke. Announcements. It's that time of year. The state's not the only one that gets to have fun with budgets. We're starting our budget cycle. And the draft 2024 budget preparation approval process is as follows. Tuesday, July 11th, budget worksheets will be distributed to department heads. August 8th, budget worksheets return to the finance director. September 11th, high-level budget discussion with the Finance Personnel Ad Hoc Committee. 25th of September, high-level budget discussion with the Finance Personnel Ad Hoc Committee. Friday, September 29th, department head meetings with the administrator and village president. October 9th, budget books distributed to village board and department heads. October 16th, budget workshop. October 18th, budget workshop if needed. October 30th, we will publish the budget, and November 14th, right here in this room, we will have a budget hearing and hopefully vote on the budget. Any other announcements from staff?
Yeah, I just wanted to say it was June 10th. They had a dawn run. About 4:30, if anyone heard a loud boom. That was lightning striking our water tower, which caused a lot of problems. It actually hit the antenna, fried the computer system, alarms going off. So staff worked basically from about 4:45 that evening until sometime late Sunday, working on trying to maintain our water levels, water pressure, dealing with alarms, and a water break on one of the streets. It involved several departments working together, and was really a team effort, and they did a wonderful job. So to maintain the pressure in the system and make sure everyone had safe drinking water.
Very good, and thank you to our staff. Any other announcements from my fellow trustees? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 4, public comment. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Okay, is there anyone who's interested in speaking on something that is on this evening's agenda? Okay, which item is that?
Number 15,
the new 6B, okay. I'll make sure we address that when we get there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, hearing none, we'll close the public comment and move on to item number 5. Item number 5, approval of public hearing design exception request by Highland Ventures for the building located at 3921 South Webster Avenue, parcel AL-1724-4-1, also known as the current vacant family video property.
President Rafter?
Yes, sir.
I need to recuse myself from this action item.
Okay, thank you. Trevor.
Thank you. So this item has been discussed here at the Village Board previously. Again, it's a two-part request. There's a design exception and a site plan review. Typically, the site plan review would be handled by staff, but in the event there is a design exception request, then the site plan review is reviewed concurrent with that request. So that's where the two things come together here tonight. So the first item is the design exception, and there's a number of them listed in the packet we previously discussed here before. And I just want to remind the Village Board that all decisions and discussion should be focused on those design exceptions. The use is allowed in this zoning category. So, maybe that comes up in discussion, but the decision should be based off of design exceptions.
Okay. Thank you. Do I have a motion on this item?
I would make that motion to kind of follow staff recommendations on this situation. We have basically 5 design exceptions, and my motion would include approving number 1, which is the occupancy requirement, number 2, building materials to match existing, so I would approve those, or move to approve those, transparency, not approve, rear setback, approve, and landscaping pedestrian facility changes, not approved. So the motion would be to approve 3 of the 5 design exceptions.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I would second that.
Trustee Atwood. Any discussion?
My exceptions regarding the transparency, I think we want to be consistent with our buildings on Webster and everywhere else, and then to have that window in the front as we're requesting, I don't think is would create a real hardship. I think there's some options that a potential tenant could operate with. And the landscaping, pedestrian facilities, I think those are important. We've been spending a lot of time and energy over the years on making alleyway walkable and bicycle-able, if that's a word, and this would kind of reinforce that.
Okay. Any other discussion? So, Trevor, what happens if this motion passes or fails to the project?
We do have a representative here from the project that might be able to answer that more fully, but procedurally from here, whatever is approved, the development can move forward with those design exceptions. If the certain design exceptions are not approved, then the developer would need to meet what's in our zoning code, I don't know if they can come back immediately, but there is a waiting period that they could then come back and ask again.
Okay. Yeah, I was asking procedurally. Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I think staff comments are fair, and I think your motion is fair, Trustee Genrich. We have a motion to approve the occupancy requirement, the building material, or the occupancy requirement exception, the building material exception, the rear setback exception with approval of written consent, and not approve the transparency requirement and the landscaping exception.
And just to be clear, if I could ask a question after all, if we approve these three exceptions, the project moves forward, and assuming the development complies with the other two things that had been requested as exceptions, this is it. It does not come through the board. It goes ahead. If they choose to propose something else, they would follow the same procedures to ask for exceptions on the two remaining ones that were not.
You're correct, yeah. And again, there is a period of time that they need to wait if it's the same or similar request. I don't know it offhand, but it might be like 60 days or something like that.
Okay. So the project moves forward.
Yeah.
As long as they meet that requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, we have a motion that I just reiterated. Yes, Trevor.
And I did want to add, I believe the village board did receive an email, but just for the benefit of the public here and tenants, the property owner adjacent did provide us consent with the rear setback exception.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so we have a motion to approve three of the five exceptions and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. So with that passing, is number six still a valid option or a valid item?
Yes, I think I would recommend approving it with those design exceptions mentioned, but everything else should be consistent with our zoning code or in our staff comment.
Okay. Okay, moving on to item number six, action regarding approval of site plan and design review request by Highland Ventures for the addition and remodel project of the proposed Dollar General located at 3921 South Webster Avenue, parcel AL-1724-4-1. Do I have a motion on this item? Or did you want to say anything?
I don't think anything's...
Okay. I will accept a motion on this item.
I would move to approve based on the action taken on agenda item number five.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I will second that.
Trustee Sampson, any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the site plan as long as, based on the motion made in the item number five and staff comments, and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Item number old 15, new 6B, report discussion regarding urban wildlife management. I'll let you know when you can come up. Come up. You can get up to the front row.
Once I'm up, I'm up.
So this topic has been discussed here with the board. I think the last time staff left it, we were going to be meeting with the DNR and kind of getting their take on where we should head to next. This issue primarily is related, or this discussion is primarily related around gear. The DNR, their recommendation is coming up with a plan first to establish a baseline. So along with the plan would be establishing a baseline or a count of deer in the area. There are certain benchmarks that once you exceed it, it becomes, exceed a certain carrying capacity number, then there's certain actionable items that should be taken. But then there's other benchmarks on the low end where these animals are able to exist, and they may still cause some issues with eating vegetation, but maybe not at a severe level. So the recommendation from the DNR was to identify what the community needs are. So by doing that, creating a plan, and there is a grant that we can apply for that opens up in October to help fund that. We could hire a consultant to do that or work on that next year. When we lose leaf cover, we could also do a count. There's two ways we could do a count, or two great ways to do a count. There's multiple ways to do a count, but we could do a drone flyover over a targeted area. Seems to be a lot of concern over the Abbey area. So if there was a targeted area that we're trying to look at, drone would probably make sense and be a little more cost effective. Otherwise, you could do a helicopter count of the whole village, and that's another alternative. From that plan, again, that plan would identify actionable steps based off of different benchmarks. And then we would just then proceed with, I guess, whatever that plan recommended doing. The one thing that keep in mind is all decisions should be based off of the known, or the I guess, the recommendations from the DNR. Because this topic has been comes about. Probably the worst example that was given to me was there was a community where 40 meetings were held over the course of 3 years for them, the community, to come to a decision, and then 2 years went by and they reversed their decision. So whatever we identify in the plan, we should stick to this kind of what we're talking about. The DNR did say that they're willing to be a conduit for information. They're willing to talk to residents if they have questions, and they're able to help out in that capacity. But they wouldn't be able to write a plan or anything like that for us.
What is the cost of a plan?
Well, the grant is for $5,000. I assume that's the cost, but we haven't been able to find that information yet.
Okay.
I think we talked briefly here about a more active approach as far as controlling the deer population specifically. And the DNR just said, when making that decision, just keep in mind that that's an ongoing cost or thing that start then everybody's have to stay on top of that.
So we're better off just putting the gates down? I don't know who that is. It's telling me something. Okay, anything else on that?
No, I guess I'm just looking for more thoughts and direction from the board.
I kind of like the idea of the whole drone thing. You could do the entire village with it. You wouldn't just have to focus on one's area. You pretty much know where they are, right? Up and down the rivers, and then from the city could pick multiple areas. I'll fly the drone. I think that'd be cool.
This is not occupied drone.
Oh, it's not. Okay. Yes.
It could be.
I guess the comment that I would like to add to this is, the deer don't know if they're in Alloway, De Pere, Green Bay, so a county-wide, municipal, whatever you want to call it, metro plan would be more efficient because you're sharing the costs amongst others. I think that's one of the things we have to keep in mind, that these deer in the Abbey are also in De Pere. The deer over here are also in Bellevue, etc. They do wander, and with one community taking the burden on, it lessens it for the other community.
So, well, it's surely something to look into. I don't know that we can get 12 communities to agree to.
I had tried back in roughly 2011. We actually did the aerial count.
Right, but that was just the Valley, right?
No.
Oh, was it the whole thing?
De Pere and Ashwaubenon were also part of that.
Okay.
And, you know, that's what it comes down to. It's how do you manage the deer in your community when they don't know the borders?
Mm-hmm. Education, Brad.
Learning curve. So if we, you know, I see there would be some benefit in knowing how many deer we're talking about. Whether it's 50, 100, 500, I have no clue. But once we have that number, and we think it's legit or whatever, what do we do then? I mean, knowing the number is worth something, but our options are pretty limited, aren't they? I mean, we can't go.
That's what the plan
hunt them all.
Yeah. Well, and what the DNR shared is that there's a lot of different options that the plan could identify, but you're talking anything from just an education campaign for the residents of the deer.
We're smart.
And as far as like best practices how to have your bird feeders out, what plants to plant, that sort of thing. Just things you could do like that. All the way to the other extreme would be bringing in sharpshooters into the community and managing the herd that. I think that's where then it tends to get into a little bit of controversy or division among people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would like to make a motion to suspend the rules to invite our friend up to talk. Do I have a second?
Some.
Trustee Atwood. We have a motion to suspend the rules and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Welcome back.
Thank you. Like a thorn in your side.
Not at all.
I think it's the deer. You got a thorn in the side.
You got something to talk about.
Yes. I'm Kay Clausen. I live at 451 Arrowhead Drive.
Thank you, Kay.
And I'm plagued with the deer, but I'm not as plagued as a lot of other places. And I cannot tell you what year this was done, but I know they did a count at the Abbey a few years ago. They had 50 deer in that space alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're right, they go from community to community. But I was speaking with a neighbor today, and they said last winter they watched the deer come down our street on Arrowhead. In a parade, 17 of them. everybody talks about 3, 4, 5 in their yard. We're not talking about one deer. And we're talking about each has two fawns because they got plenty to eat and they reproduce. That's part of the problem. And we need replicates. So we need the last money for, say, the drone or helicopter or whatever to do the count. Mm-hmm. Is that okay? So it's our discretion to use.
Kate, I'm sorry, just talk to
it. It's our discretion to use it for whatever we choose.
Most likely.
Okay. Very good. I think you've covered everything quite well with the report, and I'm glad we're making steps.
Yep.
We're talking to the DNR, and I think that's about all. I do have one more thing to say that has nothing to do with the deer. I know I had a call today from Chris Clark, who's not here tonight, but I'm the lady who's in charge of the library in Sunlight Park, and apparently there was a discussion about how come there are no any books in there, and we took it apart, and it needed painting, and some kids put graffiti on the back of it. Mm-hmm. So my dear neighbor, Howard Rao, always, helped us out. He did all the painting.
Oh,
so
great.
It's drying, and in a couple days, the books will be returned.
Thank you to you, and thank you to Howard.
Okay.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for being here.
Does anybody else have any other questions? Or?
Nope. Thanks for being not a thorn in our side.
I just have to think, we also have a large possum now in the neighborhood. Okay. Sarah Fritchler has been seeing him in her yard almost every night, so.
Don't feed them.
It's a regular zoo there.
Thank you. It's called the Galloway Zoo. Okay, I will make a motion to pick up the rules.
Second.
Trustee Sampson, any discussion?
I have a question for Trevor. We're not the only one, a lot of communities. Does the DNR have a designated urban deer expert?
Can we just pick up the rules and then you guys?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's come back to order.
Aye.
We have a motion to second. Sorry, sir. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed.
I forgot what my question. Does the DNR have a single specialist who can tell us what works best, what... They've got a big department in charge of big game animals, but do they have an urban deer specialist?
It sounds like they have someone that is, that's not specifically their job, but they deal a lot with this down in the Madison area.
Oh.
So there's some resources that way, but the individual I spoke with covers in Brown Door in Kewaunee County for the DNR.
Okay. But, I mean, we shouldn't have to reinvent the wheel. I mean, this has got to be as bad a problem or worse problem elsewhere, and there's so many years of doing this that they ought to have found something that works.
Yeah.
And we should do whatever that is.
I think it was either West Bend or Sussex down in Milwaukee area has a similar issue, and they've taken a more active approach and active, I mean, they're pulling the herd. But again, they're using established benchmarks for when that's appropriate. Yeah. And then they go ahead. And that's something that the plan would identify, is those established benchmarks. I don't know, for discussion purposes, say you can't exceed 30 deer per square mile or something.
That actually sounds about right. I think I've seen that.
Yeah. Then after 35 deer per square mile or something like that, you would take a more active approach. Those are types of things the plan would identify and we'd have, out in the public.
And I would think the DNR regulates all big game animals. We don't have the right to unilaterally say we're going to have I would think they have to give us a permit. Right from the DNR.
Correct. Yes. They would issue.
So then, if we want to have a more aggressive culling approach, we have to do probably an acceptable comp, unacceptable, right, survey.
I thought our ordinance allowed for that, as long as we have the permission of the adjoining property owners.
During the hunting season.
Thank you.
Well,
Jim. So outside of the hunting season, the issue permit or something?
Outside of the normal hunting season, yes, they would do the comp program.
Yeah.
And the normal bow hunting season is like middle of September till December, is it not?
It goes in the urban area. I think it goes into February, Jason, do you recall?
It's creeping almost well into January for sure.
Okay, so if it was to encourage people and tell them you can bow hunt from your back porch, if we wanted to do that, we would not need a count or a...
Correct.
Yeah.
We would also have to amend our ordinance. What is Brad?
Right now it's 100 yards.
Oh, that's
300
right.
300 yards, something along that line.
That was 100 feet.
Yeah, 100,000
feet. 100 feet. Yes, I'm sorry.
The other thing they recommended doing that other communities that have taken the active approach do is being very proactive on education to the residents, just so that everyone understands, you know, the why it is that we're taking that approach, the ecological effects, that sort of thing. And then, again, I think it was the community of West Bend. They talked about how many pounds of meat that they go. Trying to stay on top of those things.
You may want to touch base with the other local municipalities and see what their appetite is.
I did check with the peer. They said they don't have any.
And then we close the gate. Just kidding, my friends in DePere. Well, thank you. And thank you. Our pleasure. Okie doke. We will close 15, new 60, and move on to 7. Action regarding appointment of committee members. We've had some folks having to leave their positions for multiple reasons, and we have other folks who have been alternate members and willing to serve, which we are extremely thankful. And so I'd like to propose we make the following changes. For the Economic Development Committee, Gage Beck is currently a first alternate member, and I would like to move Gage to a regular member status on the Economic Development Committee. Carmen Gonzalez would then move from the second alternate position to the first position, alternate position, and Jerry Fowler would then move from the third alternate position to the second alternate position. And for the Board of Appeals, I would like to move Jared Hine from a regular position to the first alternate. Jared is happy to serve if needed, but would prefer being an alternate. And we will then move Dan Fox, or we will appoint Dan Fox as a regular member of the Board of Appeals. All of these folks have agreed to do so if the board is open to do so. So may I hear a motion on this item?
Move to approve the appointments as you just presented.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the changes in the Economic Development Committee and the Board of Appeals in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. Thank you to these folks and everyone who volunteered to make Galloway a great place to live. We are moving 8 to 14B, so we'll talk about that later. Item number 9, do we want to have a meeting on the 4th of July? I'll make a motion to say no.
I'll second it. We got a third.
And if Lynn was here, we'd have seventh. Okay, we have a motion to not do the July 4th meeting if we need one. And a second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Happy 4th of July, everyone. Item number 10, action regarding request to use ARPA funds to repair the fuel island. And Sean is not here, but he gave us a very thorough packet, and Mr. Lang is fighting, chomping at the bit to give us an update.
This is something that has been vetted through our Public Works Committee. It was recommended to look into the canopy, similar to what you see at gas stations, and the vendor is certainly stating that it's not necessary, as well as staff, indicating that it's not necessary. Originally, the estimate was nearing $100,000. The two bids that Sean did receive, one was for $88,000 and one was for $53,000. And that's just to repair the necessary repairs that need to be done. The sumps need to be repaired. Restoration, concrete restoration, and piping. So that's what has been brought forward. Sean is asking for a little leeway in the event they come across some other issues. $8,000 to be set aside for this project. It is something that the DNR does regulate, that they come yearly to inspect, and we have to make sure that it is functioning correctly. What happens is the water seeps into areas that it's not supposed to get into. It releases water and nothing else, but it does set off alarms, and it's something that should be happening.
Okay. And it's quite a difference in price.
Quite a difference in price.
Are we comfortable with the low bidder?
Yes.
That we checked references and all that, I'm guessing?
They had done a lot of work for us.
Oh, they had. Okay, very good. Okay, I'll accept the motion on this item.
I would move to approve the usage of ARPA funds to do the fuel island repairs and without the canopy.
I would second that.
Thank you. And do you want to allocate the $58,000?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Any discussion?
Quick question. Have we, as part of this process, we've inspected the fuel tank itself, or the DNR is doing that and we're in good shape from the fuel tank perspective? Okay, thank you.
Just a question, Julie, if you have the answer. What if we approve these funds, what's the balance in our ARPA account?
We had, we've got a 1.3. Pretty much. We had $50,000 earmarked for this project, but we've got interest earnings too. And, there's flexibility in some of the other projects.
Okay. Okay. Any other discussion?
Other than for the sake of the minutes, maybe we want to indicate that we've looked at alternatives. Primary one was buying retail and not having the fuel supply here, but the negatives far outweigh the positives of that, so that kind of led to repairing this.
Excellent point.
And Brad, you may not know this one. Sean may know it better, but do we have a timeline for when the work would get done?
I believe we're looking at trying to get this done yet, obviously, this year. So.
Okay.
Dry weather would be ideal.
Yes.
You're getting plenty of it. Okay. Thank you. We approved that. Correct? Did we approve that?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Now we have an approval. Item number 11, Resolution 2023-12, Compliance Maintenance Annual Report. And this is basically, it's a report. It's the annual report. Sean's not here to walk us through it, but it's in your packets. Do I have a motion on this item?
I move to approve.
Do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the 2023-12 or resolution 2023-12 compliance maintenance annual report. And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Are we doing number 12?
We are.
Okay. Item number 12. Approval of Brown County Planning Commission performing comprehensive bicycle and pedestrian plan update. Trevor.
So as the packet indicates, Brown County Planning Commission is going to do an update to our bicycle and pedestrian plan, which was done in 2017. They would do that at no cost because it's transportation related in the Green Bay metro area. Now, since I wrote the memo, I've thought about this, and depending on the avenue the board wants to pursue with the urban wildlife management, if we are to go with a plan, and I know I didn't ask for action on that item tonight, but if we're thinking that we want to pursue a plan for next year, I would ask that maybe we hold off on this update just for staff time constraints. I did ask Brown County Planning Commission if this could be delayed a year. They have their 2025 schedule filled up, so if we waited a year, we'd be waiting until 2026.
Okay, so we want to find out about the deer so we can have a plan on how to move them.
I know I didn't ask for a action on the deer.
Yep.
But if the board has a feeling that they would want a plan for the deer, then I would ask to hold off and we'll just do the update in 26.
So how does this sound? You're going to bring the count and everything, that plan, forward to the board for approval at the next meeting?
What we'd be doing is applying for the grant, which we won't know until October.
Okay.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So should we just table this item?
Yeah, we could. And if I think if we decided against this, Devin from Brown County Planning Commission asked to get that, to let them know by July so that they can put in the work schedule for next year.
Okay.
But I think if we hold, I don't think it would be the worst thing because it's not a large project for them.
So, question. If they're doing the report or the update, are we holding off because of Halloway resources?
We would be holding off because, or I would be asking to hold off because of, staff time. So they would be doing the bulk of the work, but staff would be still attending meetings and doing minutes, agendas, that sort of thing. Throughout the year, and just assuming we're doing a plan for urban wildlife management, quite a few. And I should step back. Both activities include the creation of like an advisory committee or something like that. So.
Okay, I would reckon even though the grant is in October, I think we should probably have a discussion on whether or not that's what we want to do for the urban wildlife. So why don't we talk about that in at our next meeting, and based on that, we'll decide what to do with this. Does that sound like a plan?
Right, because then we can still let Devin know by during the month of July.
Yep. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Okay.
At first, I wasn't sure I was tracking this. You know, what's the overlap between urban wildlife and this idea? Is it because in your exploration you found out that this urban wildlife is something you don't snap your fingers and make happen? It's a lot of administrative time, staff time, more than I apparently would have envisioned.
Selfishly, it's my time, yeah. So I would be the staff. Okay. a month for me.
And the urban wildlife, people have strong feelings about it, and it takes, you know, to take the extraordinary step of having an urban culling season, there's a lot of hoops to jump through, apparently.
Okay. A lot more than two meetings a month. So you're not being selfish.
Yeah.
Did that help?
Yeah, no.
Okay, good. Okay. We will hold off on that. Item number 13, ordinance 2023-04, amendment of the section 318-3, seasonal use trailers, utility trailers, enclosed trailers, tents, camping and camping equipment of the village ordinance. Trevor.
This is a request that the staff is making just to align current policy with our ordinance. So currently, the date to remove your camper from the driveway is November 15th. We probably have about 12 years of use for hunting, which goes through Thanksgiving weekend. So what we do is we send them a letter, but by the time we do a recheck, it's typically gone. We only typically have to do a second letter to four or five campers annually. So why this is an issue is just so that we can hold off on sending that initial letter, not upset anyone, but still be following what our ordinance says.
Good. So the changes, change it to December 1.
Correct.
Thank you. I'll accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Trustee Sampson, do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch, any discussion? Trustee Harris.
It's a matter of semantics, but can we move December 1st to November 30th so that we're just ending at the end of a month and there's no confusion on December 1st, what part of it, it's done in November. I realize it's one day, but I think it might be cleaner to have it at the end of a month.
I think that should work. And this will come back in ordinance form at a later date, and then I think I stated in the memo too that it would start January 1st. So this year it'd still be November 15th.
Does hunting season ever extend past November 30th?
Yes, it does.
Yes. So we got to cut it off somewhere.
Yes.
Okay. So November 30th, is that okay with you guys?
Yes.
There. Okay. Anything else? Any other discussion? We have a motion to make the change to the date from November 15th to November 30th and the 2nd. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item 14, action regarding ordinance 2023-05, amendment of section 151-11, keeping animals, hen license, limit of number of animals of the village ordinances. Trevor.
This is a two-part ordinance amendment. The first came at the request of a resident who wished to keep more than the allotted six hens. So as part of that request, staff proposed that yes, if that is allowed, that they could do so with the permission of their neighbors. We spoke with our humane officer, and he has a community that he oversees that does allow up to 12. That community's Pittsfield, so it's a little more rural than Alway. But he recommended not exceeding 12. So that's where we kept 12 in here. And then similar to that, when we did our inspections this year, we noticed a lot of chicken coops closer to the property line than permitted. All the surrounding property owners were okay with that. So that is a proposed change in here as well.
And what's the proposed change?
They could have the coop closer to the property line with the neighbor's permission. And that in both instances, the exceeding of the number and the proximity of the coop to the neighbor, both instances they would have to get permission annually. So that if there's an issue that arises or something, the neighbor has an alley. If a new neighbor moves in, they have an alley.
So the ordinance, how close or how far away from the property line does the coop need to be?
10 feet.
And what are those who are not 10 feet? How close are they to the property?
Some of them use their existing fences that are on the property line.
Okay. Okay.
And then there's another change in this chapter, a separate request. The other change, we had a question from a resident asking if the number of dogs in our ordinance is allowed is per dwelling unit or per lot. And I guess the question came about is apartment building limited to two dogs in that apartment building, or is it per dwelling unit? We looked at surrounding municipalities and Bellevue and Pier both say per dwelling unit. So the change being proposed is per dwelling unit, clarifying that.
Okay. We'll take them one by one. So I will accept the motion regarding, the first one says keeping, so hen license, limited number of animals in the village. So the first one, we have three or two?
So it's all in one chapter.
Yeah.
And depending on what the board recommends today, I'll bring it back in ordinance form.
Okay. Okay, I will accept the motion on the hens.
I make a motion to bring back in ordinance form the changes to ordinance 151-11, the way Trevor has designated them and the way they're laid out in our packet.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
A second.
Deutsch. Any discussion?
I like the part about annual approval, just to make sure that a new neighbor has a voice and you do have that option available for somebody coming in and, you know, well, somebody three neighbors ago, 12 years ago, approved it. Out of luck. So I think the approach of taking care of it annually is helpful for all the neighbors.
Okay. Thank you. We have a motion to approve the number of hens, right?
As well as
the proximity.
And the proximity.
And the dogs per dwelling unit.
Okay, the whole thing. Whole shoot and match. We have a motion and a second.
Not just the kit, but the caboodle.
Any discussion?
What if a neighbor doesn't allow it?
Then they can't have it.
Yeah. It would still be allowed six without the neighbor's consent.
And they would need to move a coop farther away than 10 feet and whatever. Okay, any other discussion? We have a motion to approve those changes and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, we will move on to old number 8, new item 14B, and that is action regarding approval of proposal to redesign the Village of Alloway website using ARPA funds. And I am going to excuse myself from this conversation. So, Ms. Carey will take for this item and I'll be back.
did you want to?
Sure. As I presented this a few months ago, asking for funds to redo our website, which is, I think it was done around 2010, 2012, somewhere in that time frame. The request for me was to seek proposals, so I reached out to three firms or three companies. Did get three proposals, but one firm decided to pull their proposal, so it was down to the two. And the recommendation I would bring forward would be to contract with our existing web designer, which is Brain. Their proposal was for $18,000 plus some costs for adding the electronic forms. We have to determine what that quantity is going to be, because there are a lot on our current website that we might be able to eliminate. There's a lot of removing a lot of information and bringing the information that people are looking for to the forefront. Heavily involved with the design, the staff being involved with this. So I am asking for $22,000 of ARPA funds just to give us that little leeway, knowing that we don't know what the electronic forms we're all going to run us and if we come across any other issues. But Spring has been our current provider, been very responsive, and they'll be hosting it as well. So any other questions? They were the low bid, by the way, as well.
And when would they hope to have everything up and running and all?
About 12 weeks.
Okay.
Back to Julie. What did we set aside? Was it 25?
Originally I'd asked for 25.
Okay.
But what was it that we set aside?
Excuse me?
What was it that was put into the ARPA?
I think we had 25. We had put 25.
We did put 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'd be looking at 22.
I'm going to go back and ask the same question that Jim asked a little bit earlier. If we do the one request from ARPA for the filling station and we do this one, how many dollars do we have left in ARPA?
This was included in that. So we're still over $1.3 million, I believe.
That we still have available? Okay.
No, we have projects within. We were at 1.4 and some change, interest of over 25,000 in the last year and a half or so. So we've got some money that has been allocated for certain projects and still have quite a bit sitting there.
Okay, thanks.
So there's X, Y, and Z that we just sort of have a placeholder against. Like these are a placeholder before they come before the board. And then from what I remember, there's something like $64,000, $65,000 that we don't have even a placeholder for yet. But it doesn't mean that even the placeholder ones have to take place.
Correct.
No pun intended.
So we need a motion on this? I would move to approve the request for $22,000 for the redesign of our current Alloway website.
Is there a second?
Did you want 25 though?
22.
Oh, 22. I'll second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, just the additional question. this is 2010 was the last time you did a full site.
Right. Yeah.
They host it, and there'll be an annual expense that's in our annual budget.
Correct.
And this would cover any training to get
correct
staff up to speed on how the forms work or how to troubleshoot if things go wrong. But once that's done, their responsibility to this project ends.
No, they do annual.
They host it.
Yep. And so they keep it updated.
Okay.
Yeah, they constantly monitor our website.
Okay, is that a separate line in our annual budget to pay? Okay.
It is.
But not related to this?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Would that, good question, would that annual fee be changing at all as a result of the website modification?
I would probably be budgeting the same amount, just so that we have something in there.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to have the ADA compliancy with your website, so that's constant monitoring as well, making sure the content is available.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But at the same time, they give you a turn for the turnkey thing. Your staff and people in this building can run it and change content and just do about everything,
just
except for the really technical back-end stuff that maybe it'll pop up that a form needs something or whatever.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Reboot. Reboot.
Any other discussion? And we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
I've lost the present. Oh, here it is.
Okay, moving on. Item number 16, report discussion regarding Comprehensive Plan 2023 Update Project. Trevor.
So just a quick update of where we're at. We have reviewed the information from the initial public meeting. We did that at the end of May, I believe, was that meeting. And then we were set to have a walking meeting of Webster Avenue just to kind of see what everyone sees when they actually walk and how that could look like in the future. But due to weather, we had to postpone that meeting. That new meeting date is set for Monday, July 17th at 6 p.m. We'll start here, and then from here we'll go to two or three different locations on Webster Avenue and walk those areas. I will send the board more information later this week on that. And then beginning in July, the committee members will start reviewing chapters that Brown County Planning Commission had put together. So that's kind of where we're at right now, and still kind of tracking to be completed by the end of the year on that project.
Good. Thank you. Any questions for Trevor? Hearing none, before I ask, future agenda items. Anything anyone wants to see? Brad?
Julie indicated that at the next meeting we'll bring a spreadsheet with the ARPA funding,
okay,
allocated projects, expenditures that have taken place.
Very good. Any other future agenda items from my fellow board members? Hearing none, we're going to go back to announcements real quick. I just got a thing from the League of Municipalities. The shared revenue bill, which is part of the money we get to run this wonderful village, the shared revenue bill was signed into law today by Governor Evers. Huge thank you to everyone. That's from the League. But so our share, our piece of the pie went up 91% from $300,000+ to $711,000 or something like that. So while it's still half of what we got many years ago, it's moving forward, and it will be based, it will increase based on the increased sales tax revenue. So we won't be flat, hopefully. Hopefully sales tax continues to grow as our economy grows. And the other announcement I just wanted to make was kind of an update on GBCI and our efforts to get the state to commit to closing it. They did not include it in the DOC budget. They did not include it in the any of the budget. So the governor didn't put it into his. legislature didn't put it into theirs for many different reasons. We have a lot of support, the Senate and the Assembly, a lot of support. So it's not dead, it's just we keep getting close, and we're getting closer and closer each time. And we are committed to continuing. I'm committed to continuing the effort, and we're still working with our legislators to try and see if there's something they can do yet in the budget. And if not, we have to go start looking at a bill. But Brad and I have been down in Madison a lot, and when we introduce ourselves, they know who we are and they know why we're there, because everyone now knows about GVCI. Republicans and Democrats alike, we have support from many different corners of the state. So I think we'll get there eventually. We just have to keep going. Yes.
Quick question on the shared revenue. You mentioned specific dollars that went from 391 to 750, whatever.
Okay, something like that.
Those are locked in. There's not going to be any jockeying to how to divvy it out for room. That's what we're going to get.
That's what we're getting.
Fantastic. And then the other question is, as part of the budget proposal, and I lost track of it, the idea that they were going to invest money in a new healthcare facility at the prison, that they were put, not happening. And that went away a while ago, right?
It went in the budget process.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's good news, too.
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. So now I will accept a motion to convene in the closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, investing in public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, specifically developers' agreements.
Pursuant to 1985-1E, I will make the motion that we go into closed session.
Thank you. Trustee Harris.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
We are in close. Thank you all for being here tonight. We are back in open session, and we have nothing to report or vote on, so I will accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Trustee Harris. Seconded by Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? We have a motion to adjourn and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We are adjourned.